faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
When Donald Trump goes to war with the cartels, blows them up in international water, what is he doing? By the way, they normally would have come over the border, but now they got to do it on a boat because he's got the border so locked down. He is getting physically between Democrats and the in their sanctuary cities and the cartel human traffickers and drug traffickers who are attracted like moths to the light to those. He's keeping them from ever getting there to move in with and be protected by Democrats. Marco Rubio, y'all, Secretary of State on that brutal Trinidad Aragua cartel hit that the Democrats are freaking out about.
The United States has long, for many, many years, established intelligence that allow us to interdict and stop drug boats. And we did that. And it doesn't work. Interdiction doesn't work because these drug cartels, what they do is they know they're going to lose, 2% of their cargo. They bake it into their economics. What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them. The President of the United States is going to wage war on narco-terrorist organizations. This one was operating in international waters, headed towards the United States to flood our country with poison. And under President Trump, those days are over.
And it wasn't a one-off. Rubio says strikes like these will happen again.
Yeah, they will. Why is it in the water? Because they can't come over to the Democrats' open border anymore. This is Trump getting in between the Democrats, their sanctuary cities, and these drug kingpins. So they can't ever make it to the sanctuary city, much less deliver their deadly payload of drugs. Let's put this all together because it's an amazing story. When you look at all the pieces of it, it's not one small story. It's big. Yesterday, Judge Jeanine Pirro announced the largest ever methamphetamine bust. Listen to this. $1 billion, $526 million worth of the precursor chemicals for methamphetamine. You get them here or you get them to the Sinaloa cartel. You mix them up. Who sent them? 170,000 pounds of these chemicals. China. Where are they going? Sinaloa cartel. See what I've been telling you? This is a massive crime structure, an international criminal structure. At the top is China. Below that is the cartels, and below that is the Democrat Party. They are one and the same. How do you fight this? Like a war, because it is. You rip them apart. You rip the Democrat Party apart from these cartels and from the Chinese. Folks, this is all the same story. If you use me for show prep, because we go first here on the East Coast and we're the best. All you other talkers, please, use this article. I've been begging you all week. Headline, go get it. Take it. I don't care if you give me credit. Chinese networks laundering billions in cartel wealth through the USA. This is all the same story. And what's so big about this is that the Treasury Department's just discovered this. This is Scott Bessent. They're digging through the files. Doge is digging through the files. 137,153 bank transaction reports by the Treasury Department's FinCEN, Crimes Enforcement Network. And what are those? They are, by law, they must be flagged by the banks. What is this? Chinese money laundering. Laundering what? What a money from the cartels. Well, which is which? I don't know. They've blended. Well, how did they make the money? $316 billion from criminal and illicit activities, including sex trafficking. That's those kids they sold. Guarantee you they're harvesting their organs too. That's why we don't see them. There, I said it. Sweatshops, where they have the kids working as slaves, I guess, in between the sex trafficking. The Democrats do this stuff. It's not Democrats, it's Democrats letting these gangs and the Chinese do it on our soil. What are the Chinese doing with this money? That's the best part. They turn around and buy U.S. real estate. 13% of the laundered money flagged by the banks was turned around in real estate deals. Who's doing this? Remember those thousands of Chinese men you saw on the border there? Did Joe Biden let them in? Yeah. The 600,000 on the visas that Trump was so hepped up on recently. Quote, money from the Treasury. Money laundering networks linked to individual passport holders from the People's Republic of... Oh, there it is. China. Money laundering networks linked to individual passport holders from the People's Republic of China enable cartels to poison Americans with fentanyl, conduct human trafficking, and wreak havoc among communities across our great nation. Again, folks, what is this all about? It's all one story. You fight this like a war, because this is a war. If you read anything this week, and again, I'm begging those of you who use me for show prep, please explain this to the American people. This is how we stop this. Go get the New York Times article about how the Chinese Communist Party now controls the New York Democrat Party's primaries in New York City. And what they do is they have Chinese citizen businessmen's clubs. They also have a lot of them dual U.S. citizenship. They're on visas. So what do? They donate. They're either, if you're with the CPCC, they donate to you. If you're against, they donate against you. In the New York Times, they're admitting that China influences elections in America's biggest city. And it's more than influences. You read the article, you're like, holy cow, they are running New York City. Now, put it all together. Why is it? Remember, this is a massive story, folks. Should have gotten more play. Remember when we caught the FBI, Kash Patel did dead to rights during the Biden administration. And they had had whistleblowers come to them and say, China is stealing people's identities off TikTok and making licenses that are indistinguishable from the real thing so they could do what? Massive absentee ballot fraud in 2020. Remember when Mark Zuckerberg and the head of Twitter came out and warned, hey, if you talk about absentee ballot fraud, this was in August of 2020, after the election, we're going to take your account. We're going to censor you. You can't even put it in the messages. And I was like, how do you know we're not supposed to be talking about absentee ballot fraud? They were all in on it. So the FBI, remember, they interdict 19,000 fake Chinese licenses coming through O'Hare. Suppose they could do the fake voting, right, for Joe Biden, get him in office. And what do? Instead of doing an immediate election crackdown, they wipe all evidence of that investigation and the whistleblowers who came to them and did interviews off their servers. Why? Well, to let it happen. Why? Could the Chinese Democrats in charge, or how can they do this level of crime? See, it all connects. It's a war. It all connects. Tom Homan, yesterday, Trump's deportations are laying out a strategy.
President Trump designated these groups terrorist organizations. And why? Because they have killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined. Under Biden, 250,000 Americans died from fentanyl. They came across that open border. So President Trump's right. They're terrorists, and we're going to take them out. They made record amounts of money under Biden, smuggling aliens, sex trafficking women and children, and dope. And with a secure border, we're bankrupting them. Now we're going to attack them. We're going to play the away game. You know, we're tired of playing the home game. We're going to play the away game now.
You have to. This is a war with China. Again, Jeanine Pirro, $526 million. Worth of chemicals that were moving from Shanghai, China, to the Sinaloa cartel. Biggest ever drug bust. We just got it. And it's the precursor chemicals. You mix them up, you get meth. It's a war, but we're at war with China. This is China. This is why Trump's doing this. He's separating the Democrats from China physically by murdering, good for him, the people that are doing their bidding. This isn't just some cartels and some crime like the Democrats are trying to say. No, 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 no. This is why, look, I mean, we just did the raid on Boston. They just, the raid on D.C. They just announced who they rounded up. Who did Trump go in there and get? All of these gang members. It was page after page after page. But a lot of them are pedophiles, too. Weirdly, they've got this weird mix of trafficking, drug trafficking, and pedophilia. I read you the list in the 8 o'clock 2 days ago. It was page after page after page. They were hiding in D.C. as a sanctuary city. See? Do you see? And then this headline. Oh, I love this. And it's painful how they did it. Headline, border, 93% drop in child smuggling after Trump crackdown. Praise to God. Honestly, praise to God for this. So evil. 500,000 they lost on purpose. Because they ended the DNA testing. Of course they lost them. ICE says it has nearly shut down the flow of unaccompanied alien children to southern border. The numbers fell from 7,501 potential sex slaves under Joe Biden in July 2024 to just 515 in July of 2025. So this is so lucrative. They're still trying to get them through. This is why we need the military on the border to stop the Democrats, the Chinese, and the cartels. But then I repeat myself. Now, how they did it, the left is screaming about. They say it's cruel. What are they doing? They are arresting migrant parents inside the U.S. who pay coyotes to smuggle their kids north. And they're deporting them. Why? To stop this. Critics say it's cruel. Trapping children in limbo of parents' fear showing up at shelters. Yes, but it's what it's going to take to stop this. Trump officials frame it as busting a billion-dollar pipeline run by cartels to traffickers. You understand, a lot of these parents don't have any say whatsoever. The cartel says, hey, guess what? We're taking that kid. We're going to use him to pose as a family unit so we can move the child sex slaves through. You got to hand them over, but you don't have any choice in these countries. Trump officials frame it as busting a billion-dollar pipeline run by cartels and traffickers. Yes, and China. Progressive groups say it's collective punishment, point to arrests of parents trying to reclaim kids as proof. The UAC system, unaccompanied minor system, created in 2008 to protect minors from prostitution, morphed into a mass migration channel. Over 500,000 kids and teens used it under Biden. Again, many of them kidnapped in their own countries. Yes, some parents are picking them up here, but most of them are kidnapped or sold by their own parents, tragically, or their parents are forced to sell them. Okay, now listen to this. Listen to what they're doing. This is what's stopping it. Trump's team is fingerprinting sponsors, demanding DNA, trying to block green cards for kids once they hit 18. What? Anything to stop the flow so they won't be raped on the way here and sold for months afterward as another Democrat regime pretends they can't find them. So this child smuggling route is collapsing at brutal human cost. And the good news is now China won't have any money to buy U.S. land. So that's super exciting. It was so evil, folks. It was so evil, and it had to stop. They've almost got it there. Well, you don't see this every day. Member of the UK Parliament, that's like their Congress, and the head of the Reform Party in the UK, the by polling most popular party in the UK, Nigel Farage, in Congress yesterday. Democrats sneered at him because he was advocating for free speech, making an absolutely shocking revelation about what's happening in Europe. It's turning into an authoritarian regime, he says.
But it doesn't give me any great joy to be sitting in America and describing the really awful authoritarian situation that we have now sunk into.
He's talking about the arrest of Graham Linneman, and finally someone other than me is saying this. Graham Linneman is a comedian, and he writes comedy as well. He's been living in Arizona in America and posting stuff to X. His big issue is men can't be women. And he has posted a lot of stuff that's not really controversial. Basically, the same kind of stuff you'd hear on this show, you'd hear in the on the text line and basically anywhere on X. Very milquetoast, quite frankly. And when you look at some of his emails, it's basically just stuff like, hey, I'll read one of them. If trans-identified male is in a female-only space, he is committing a violent, abusive act. Make a scene, call the cops, and if all else fails, punch him in the balls, he wrote. He was arrested as he flew into Heathrow, it's the big airport in the UK. Here's the catch, and this is what Nigel Farage wants Americans to understand. It's why he testified in Congress yesterday. Graham Linneman? It's not a UK citizen. He's Irish.
And he put out some tweets months ago when he was in Arizona. And months later, he arrives at Heathrow Airport to be met by five armed police. Five of them. And he was arrested and taken away for questioning. He's not even a British citizen. He's an Irish citizen. This could happen to any American man or woman that goes to Heathrow that has said things online that the British government and British police don't like. It is a potentially big threat to tech bosses, to many, many others. This legislation we've got will damage trade between our countries, threaten free speech across the West because of the knock-on rollout effects of this legislation from
now
us
listen.
Or from the European Union. So I've come today. And you would be doing us and yourselves and all freedom-loving people a favor if your politicians and your businesses said to the British government, you've simply got this wrong. At what point did we become North Korea? Well, I think the Irish comedy writer found that out 2 days ago at Heathrow Airport. This is a genuinely worrying, concerning, and shocking situation.
What he's saying is what I said to you. If an Irish citizen can be arrested for what he wrote while under the Constitution of the United States, physically on the ground in America, American citizens can be arrested too. He's telling Americans, you will be arrested when you leave your country. They will get you. Thank you. This is what I've been saying. Folks, when you still have active criminal investigations of Elon Musk, Riley Gaines, and Donald Trump, several other American conservative pundits in France, when you have that, you understand Elon Musk cannot touch down in Europe because he will probably be arrested. That's where we are. That is where we are. And the only thing standing between us and them is Donald Trump. The world is going dark for speech. This is the precedent the worldwide left needed and wanted. If you write it in America while covered by the Constitution and you're not even a UK citizen, we can arrest you. What's the next step? Well, arresting American citizens, of course. Now, remember, the top cop in the UK asserted the right to do just that last year. And we found out after the election that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were working with them in the UK to do exactly that as part of the STAR program. They intend to extradite the entire conservative punditry for trial. I'm telling you, and he's warning you, it's coming. And this is the first step if a Democrat ever wins again the presidency. Folks, it ain't over.
Well, you know, you're over the target when the flak happens, and that's what's going on with the Trump administration. Everywhere you see him being attacked is where he's being effective.
No, and by the way, who are their executives bundling money for? That would be the Democrats. So yeah, totally. Independent. Yeah, sure. Whatever. By the way, this is my favorite clip today. It is everything that, like, if you want to boil the Democrat Party crime, their attitude on crime, their attitude on gun control, i.e. they should be the only ones who have guns, but most especially their attitude on police. Police are bad. You want to boil it down to one clip. This one. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who screams bloody murder, does not want anyone coming in and rounding up the precious criminals who shot 54 people and killed 8 this weekend. Does not want him in there. This guy and his wife have a full-time police detail paid for by the people of Chicago. You know how big it is? 150 officers.
That's just stunning.
That's how a king lives.
Yeah.
I mean,
a dictator who's afraid of the people.
Yeah. Well, afraid of criminals he knows are out there. I'd have it too if I knew the crime stats in Chicago. I mean, it's terrifying. So the same guy who is arguing it's a human rights atrocity to come in and pick up criminals needs 150 officers to protect him and his wife round the clock from them. Take a listen.
And your wife, Stacey, be willing to cut your security detail from 150 sworn police officers and put those police officers back on the street where they can protect real Chicagoans?
So we're very proud of the work that we're doing collectively to ensure that our police officers have the resources that they need. As I've said repeatedly, it's policing and affordable housing is policing.
Yeah. Anyway, he goes on and on and on. No, I will not give up my private security details. Sorry. That's for me. I'm a Democrat.
Tap dancing all around that answer, isn't he?
Yeah. If that right there doesn't show you that Trump needs to go in today to Chicago to straighten that place out, if the mayor can't even walk around without 150 people providing security for his family, where does he live? Gotham? I mean, was he afraid of the Joker? I mean, what the heck?
Why so serious?
That is perfect. I know. We watched Batman as a family. We really got into it for a while. The kids loved it. Anyway, I loved Heath Ledger, man.
Gosh, that was...
Was he not amazing?
That was one of the most incredible theatric performances I have ever seen. And it's just so sad the way...
It ended.
He ended, yeah.
Yeah, have you seen his daughter? She's a spitting image of him. Oh my gosh, I just had a picture of her. She's like 18. Anyway, back to Chicago.
Yeah, back to Chicago.
So... you could tell I'd be easily distracted by, say, a squirrel, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, it's getting to the end of a short week.
Yeah, I started at 3 a.m. this morning. I'm a little burnt out. But anyway, yeah, so Brandon Johnson. And if you keep in mind, these are the people who want to take your guns, okay? These are the people who want these people, no bond, out on the street, no matter how violent. These are the people who, in D.C., we just did 1,600 arrests, and it's page after page after page after page of gang leaders that were hiding there. That's who these people are. And you know who else they are? You want to hear the flip side of that case. So Brandon Johnson run around with 150 police detail. I guarantee you that man Commie will have the same thing. This is him explaining the Democrat philosophy that prisons are obsolete.
Are prisons obsolete?
I think that, frankly,
I mean, what purpose do they serve?
That's him in 2020.
It's a great place to house people who are dangerous to the rest of us citizens. That's what the purpose they serve.
Yeah, it's exactly what purpose they serve. But, you know, this is an international movement. They're not just American. They're not just Democrat Party. This is the York Regional Police Chief explaining, if somebody breaks into your home, you should comply with them.
In the unlikely event that you find yourself the victim of a home invasion, we are urging citizens not to take matters into their own hands. While we don't want homeowners to feel powerless,
yes, you do.
We urge you to call 911 and do everything you can to keep yourself and loved ones safe until police arrive and be the best witness possible.
If you're still
alive.
This
could mean locking yourself in a room away from the perpetrators, hiding, fleeing the home, but don't engage unless absolutely necessary.
They've already taken the guns away, right? So they just want to make sure the criminals don't get hurt. So they can what? Let them out 12 hours later? Or is it 24 in left-wing Canada?
No. You ought to be witnessing the crime from the sight of a 12-gauge. I mean, that's...
Thank God we still have that.
Yeah, that'll take care of it, so...
So this, I mean, this is showing you the world they want you to live in. No
right.
guns
yeah. mm-hmm.
to defend yourself.
Right. Against the criminals who have the guns.
Right. And who won't prosecute it? It's Democrats. So they're totally fine if you're a criminal with you having a gun. They will have their own police protection for themselves. But you're going to have to just try to survive. And by the way, this is part of a strategy. They do this in Marxist regime after Marxist regime. It's exactly what Chavez and then Maduro did in Venezuela. They let the criminals out. They take your guns. They arm those criminals. They literally redistributed the guns to Tren de Aragua and the street thugs in Venezuela so they can then terrorize the people so that the people will spend most of their time just trying to be saved, just trying to get from point A to B, trying to go about their lives, and they won't have time to go after the leaders who did it to them. That is how this works. That's what they're doing. It's a big plan. It's what the Soros prosecutors were for. So that's what they're doing. And so I just wanted you to see it from Canada to Chicago. But we're going to beat them. We're going to be safe. One tugboat in speedboat in international waters full of Tren de Aragua gang members at a time. Kaboom.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.